Hi everybody, my name is Brian Dalton. I haven't done a boo in about 6 months, but with all the talk about record shops, I decided I would get things going again, and I have noticed over the last couple of days there's certainly been a boo explosion in terms of social media. I've got many memories of record shops. I've been a music fan for almost all my life. In fact, the first album I listened to it when I was 2 years old in hospital, and it was the Tapestry album by Carole King on the old 8-track tape machine, which was a massive big thing. But anyway, I then got into vinyl, and do remember trying to scrimp together pocket money in my young days to have enough to get a single. And the first single I ever bought was Olivia Newton-John's You're the One That I Want and Clout with a track called Substitute. Bought the two of them together in 1978 for my birthday. I often remember my granddad would often give me the necessary couple of pence I'd need to put it together to get the money together to buy a single. The first record shop I remember going into was one called Golden Discs, and it was in a place called Dunleary, which is on the east coast of Ireland, my hometown. And they suffered a similar fate to HMV about a year ago, but thankfully they didn't crash fully. They went into examinership, but one of the things they did to get people back in again was they introduced a deal where if you brought in an old cassette of a cassette album, they would give you 20% off a new album. So I traded in many cassettes over the last few months and picked up many new albums for a 20% reduction. Thought this was a great piece of innovation to get people back into record shops again, because so many of us, including me, sit at home and buy music on our own computers, as I've been doing for probably the last 18 months or so. And while in my record shop recently, I picked up a Bruce Springsteen box set. It had 5 albums in there, and it was only €20. It had albums like Greetings from Asbury Park, Born to Run, Born in the USA, Tunnel of Love, and I don't know if I would have found this by browsing online, because I went to the bargain basement, and there it was, so I grabbed hold of that with both hands, as they say. I've often gone into record shops. In fact, it was a weekly occurrence for me every Saturday morning, and I would get lost in music. I could be in there for 3 hours. No exaggeration, and it only felt like about 20 minutes browsing music. I remember browsing labels like the Old Gold label, where you would get 2 hits on one single. I remember when I bought The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy on one side, and Whiskey in the Jar on the other side. Another thing I remember is a record shop called Freebird, which was located in Dublin city centre under a newsagent. And in here you could pick up real classic vinyl albums for a couple of quid. I remember paying about £4 for The Wall, which was a lot of money when I was a late teenager, early 20s kid. But picked up lots of good albums. And you were also able to exchange your old albums and cassettes as well in return for new ones. Or they would buy them back from you if they deemed them good enough. And I often spent hours in there. I remember Virgin Megastore in Dublin, where they would put up, say, the top 5 or 6 albums in a week, and they would have a boot set up with headphones in there, so you could listen to the first 30 tracks of each track on the album, and then decide whether you want to buy it or not. I love the smell of record shops. When I was buying a single, I always wanted in picture cover, because I loved the smell of the sleeve, and it was also tougher than the old paper sleeve that you would get on a single. I loved the smell of a new album when you brought it home, especially a double album, and you opened it up and you could smell the newness from the sleeve. You don't get that when you download music. They're the things I'm going to miss about a record shop. The real smell when you walk in the door. And also carrying a CD home in a bag, or an album in a bag, or a single in a bag, it felt brilliant. It just felt really, really good. So I'm going to miss them, I have to say. Luckily, I still have one in my local shopping centre. Have been in there fairly recently, as I said. But I'm going to miss it. The times, they are changing, I have to say. Digital download, is it the way forward? It's certainly easier. Too easy at times. I've bought lots of music. But record shops, I'm going to miss them. So that's about all I've got to say for now. Thanks for stopping by and having a listen. If you do have any comments at all, at Daltobr on Twitter, at DALTOBR, and I'll be happy to listen and to correspond with you. That's about it. Take it easy. Bye-bye.